Blog Talk Radio. Coaching Impact Radio, informative conversation by coaches for coaches with Frankie Dorn and Terry Hayes. Brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy. Many businesses are adding coaching to their list of services. None is more interesting, however, than counselors. Can coaching and counseling coexist? And where are the lines of demarcation between the two? Today, Coach Terry welcomes Dr. John Mynarczyk and Matt Swartz of PCS Counseling.
All right. Well, I'm super excited today about our topic because this is one that is of pressing concern to a lot of coaches, especially new coaches. They really want to understand the differences between counseling and coaching. And we have a lot of counselors and therapists and attorneys who are all converting or adding coaching to their practices. And so there's this bigger conversation to be had. And today I've got Dr. John and his colleague Matt Swartz here. And we're going to be talking from a perspective that is unique to the two of them, because you guys have both of your feet are in both worlds right now. And I just want to welcome you here. First, Dr. John, we'll let you say hi and let the folks kind of get to know your voice a little bit.
Thanks, Terry. Hi, this is Dr. John. Thank you very much. It's nice to meet you and look forward to having a chance to chat.
Awesome. And Matt, why don't you chime in and let the folks get to know you a little bit?
It's great to be here, Terry. I'm Matt Swartz, a counselor and life coach.
I love that, counselor and life coach. Own it. That's what I say. You're
Absolutely.
Both. Own it. Yeah, fantastic. Well, so I have had the opportunity, a kind of a unique background in my career, to be a coach trainer. And I can tell you guys that one of the number one questions I get from new coaches in training is, how do I stay in coach mode and not accidentally drift into counseling mode? And which is interesting, because I mean, these people aren't necessarily counselors. They're you know, just civilians of all sorts of different, you know, variety of backgrounds. But there's a real concern that having provocative conversation or having probative conversation somehow automatically this risk of stepping over the line and moving into counseling. And so I kind of want to open the conversation around that. But before we get there, I really want to know, how did you two kind of make the decision to move from counselor to coach, and how did that evolve for each of you?
Terry, this is Dr. John. Thank you for the opportunity and the question. For me, it was actually a natural kind of a transition or progression. I started my career as a master's level psychologist, and then I had a second master's degree in family counseling, and my PhD was in psychology. But my PhD was really more toward family systems and allowing us to learn about the importance of the kind of the systematic approach of looking at an entire system or an entire organism. So for me, it was a rather easy transition, because I saw that when patients would come or counseling clients would come, it would be talking around a specific issue, but when you start unpeeling the layers, if you will, it started to realize that it was really not in a vacuum, but it was certainly in a system, whether it was a work system, a family system, or even in some ways, you know, a historic system of their biological or natural family. So I started with that kind of like a mentality of that. But what really helped me to make the transition is when I began doing consulting for a company, and it was a request at this company that we would help them use some of the premises that I actually had used in my dissertation on personality types. And it became very easy for me to distinguish the differences between your current comment about the probative kind of things provocative kinds of things that people would talk about in like therapy or psychotherapy and counseling, versus the differences or the quality of the questions that were asked more in a coaching realm. And so it was easier for me to look at it based upon the executive coaching concepts and working on, again, systems that were business related versus more interpersonal, or that had to do with the way in which an individual was dealing with their kind of deeper psychological stressors.
Yeah, that, I mean, I totally get that. I get that the when you're already at one vantage point where your view is so that you can see the connectivity between coaching and counseling, how the draw would naturally lead you there. That makes total sense. Matt, what about you?
Well, for me, I come from my master's degree is in social work, so I also come from a perspective of as a counselor, clinician, therapist. Our job is to look at the individual in their environment. So it's not just about, okay, what's in your head and what are the thoughts you're thinking? What systems are you interacting with on a daily basis? What larger cultural context do you fit in? Looking at the multi-layers that everybody lives within. And a lot of my work was doing that, which I believe lends itself very effectively to coaching. And when I arrived here at this practice with Dr. John here at PCS, his framework was such that, you know, he sort of was able to explain how he saw the world's bridging, and I felt I fit rather naturally into that. Immediately once I got here, we began doing our interacting light coaching groups. So I was sort of, it was right there in front of me, and it was an easy opportunity to jump into. And since then, I've been able to, you know, feel out some of the similarities and differences that are different from the inside perspective as a practitioner versus the perception that the public at large has of these differences between life coaching and counseling.
Absolutely. Well, and that positions us perfectly to sort of open up the conversation, you know, that I started with sharing my experience with a coach training student. So it's a big topic. I mean, where do you see us starting with that? And have you experienced some of the same challenges yourself or even in really developing the way that you put PCS counseling together to define the difference between the coaching and the counseling and be clear about that? Like, where does that all land for you?
I think Dr. John can better answer the question in terms of how PCS counseling developed. But I would say that the jumping off point to start is the public's perception of these services. Because ultimately it's our job, whether you're a coach or a counselor, to understand the perspective of your client coming in and how you can best serve them. And so the place to start is, well, what is your perception of how change takes place? And how us as change agents, accountability partners, therapists, or life coaches are involved in that process.
Interesting. That's a really interesting perspective to kind of remember that it's there's a lot predicated on the kind of incoming belief structures or belief systems or expectations of our clients, that sort of thing. Yeah, very interesting. Dr. John, what about for you? Kind of that whole bigger question of, you know, not quote-unquote wandering into counseling by accident?
I don't think that we can honestly, easily define it. It's one of those sort of gray areas, and I actually think the boundaries in some ways move based upon the relationship. Because the way in which I can identify how a patient is a patient is when they come in with their child. As this morning when Matt was working with the family, they bring their child in because of his clear ADHD characteristics and then the requirement for testing and helping then to modulate the introduction to school and how to be able to help the parents deal with him. That's clearly a counseling case. However, it's kind of ironic because the father in this case runs a business. And so his business interests are much more aligned with the coaching and has used profiling, for instance, with some of his employees and has used the ability to be able to identify the interview services where we would help to make recommendations on sourcing versus various personnel for him. And then we've done some team building activities. So Matt and I kind of split this where Matt's seeing more in the clinical and I'm not, and I'm actually involved more in the coaching and the professional development within the company. So while in some ways it can be awkward, it's actually, if I can be so blunt, I think it's the best way to be able to treat the entire organism, because if you look at it, it gives you a chance to be able to say, we're taking therapy out of that little sacred box in some ways, and we're having that more in life coaching skills. We're helping people to realize that some of the things that we talk about are just pure and simple, finding a trusted confidant to help them to overcome some of those hurdles. So I think it allows us to be able to look at both sides. It's sometimes complicated, but I think it's the way of kind of like more of the future that we're going to see how individuals can help individuals sort things out to be somewhat of a friend as opposed to being a therapist or a psychotherapist that is going to deal with people who have some major emotional issues.
Yeah, I'm really heartened to hear you describe it as a bit of a gray area and a bit of a moving boundary, because I have to be honest, I mean, and believe me, we didn't set this up ahead of time, folks. I'm totally on board with that. I really kind of try and help my students make peace with the fact that there's probably never going to be this hard line that makes it easy to say, oh, this isn't ever, right? That you can be in the moment with the client, and the client can share something profoundly emotional. And that as a coach, we don't suddenly panic and go, oh my gosh, that sounds like it could be deep childhood trauma. Am I in trouble right now? Am I in the depths and the weeds? But we just kind of allow ourselves to say, hey, that's what's authentic and real for our client right now. But now let's just approach whatever it was that we shared, approach it from a coach approach, and like kind of guide the conversation to the best of our ability back into, squarely into kind of the coaching piece. But for everybody, that's different. So I really am very heartened to hear you say that. And I think that it illustrates how important it is to make peace with the gray.
That's really well put. And it's not easy for many of us. And frankly, it's a fun thing when a person has the ability in a coaching environment to be able to say, that sounds like it is a deep psychological childhood trauma. And in my opinion, that would be a great opportunity for a trusted confidant in a life coaching session to say, you may want to talk to somebody about that. You may want to work on that in a counseling format. And I think that would be the kindest way to be able to be a trusted confidant, to know the differences where that kind of crosses over a bit of that gray boundary, to encourage someone to go talk with someone who's better skilled at those early childhood, potential issues or traumas.
Yeah. I have the occasion to have someone, my husband and my daughter are both ADD, and I have the occasion that I'll get a client where they say, I have ADD tendencies, or I'm ADD, or that's my ADD in me. And I always kind of take that extra minute to say, are those actually letters you're just using? Are you self-diagnosing, or have you taken the time to find out? Because if it's a legitimate filter, then we can't just kind of treat it very avant-garde, kind of, oh, that's just my ADD, when we don't know if that's actually true. But if it is, I mean, I have numerous people who, like, yes, I am actually, I'm on medication and I do have this. And I'll ask, are you working with someone? How is it showing up in your life? What support systems and structures do you have? And how can I add to those as your coach? And not be in a position to replace those, obviously, or to circumvent those, but to say, let me complement that. Let me complement what you're already doing. And I think that that's exactly the kind of blending you guys have managed to bring together in the way that you've designed your practice. Is that not? Am I kind of accurate with that?
No, you're dead on, and I like the way you put it, complementing. And, here's where I'll jump in. One of my specialties is ADHD, and I myself actually, as a child, was diagnosed and treated, starting in second grade and on. And I find myself a lot of time in sessions, there is a combination of different stuff you do. And for me, there's a lot of therapy, but there's also coaching, when it comes to setting up a Google calendar, when it comes to, communication skills. Like, these are things that a coach can do or a therapist can do. It's really about helping the client to form a cohesive skill set that helps them bridge into all areas. And there are, I think it's important from, the coach's perspective, who may not necessarily have therapeutic training, to be able to collaborate effectively with the kind of person who can diagnose and administer medication and, clinical, because if you can collaborate two is always better than one. If you can sit down with another professional and say, here's what I'm hearing, here's what I'm hearing, and you guys are, and with the client's permission, of course, then you guys can focus on different parts. Because if you both only have an hour a week, or there's only so much you can do in a certain amount of time. And being able to collaborate together and do different things because you both view the world from a different perspective, you can help them in different areas and give them more skills than they could have otherwise. So I think the complementing is exactly the approach to take.
Can I add to that for a second, Terry?
Go ahead. Sure.
I know. I want to piggyback on what Matt just said because I hope that this is heard in the spirit that I send it, but I think with the way the world is changing and the rapidity with which we see this world changing, I think that every human being ought to have a life coach. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart, right? Somebody that they can, maybe it's a senior, maybe it's a mentor, maybe it's, you know, a deacon in the church, maybe it's a pastor, maybe it's your husband or wife. But I mean, a life coach for me is someone that I can spin off ideas and sometimes asking and sometimes not. But, you know, usually the person has the trust of that individual. Well, no, not usually, always. They have that trust of the individual that they know that you're going to give me feedback on something that I'm thinking or saying or acting on that's going to say, hey, you know, hey, doc, you ought to reconsider that, or have you looked at it from this angle, like triangulation perspective? On the other hand, certainly not everybody needs counseling. And I would, even though I believe in counseling, certainly I meet lots of people on a day-to-day basis that don't need or require or want counseling or psychotherapy. And it's almost like counseling is something, in my opinion, it's kind of like life coaching, kind of on a continuum, and then you kind of have counseling and then you have psychotherapy. And the psychotherapy that Matt was referring to is when a person really is in need of someone that's skilled to be able to help them to probably delve into the past, look at the repetitive patterns of their life, maybe take a look at the childhood traumas that they experienced, and quite frankly, some of them are really ugly, that can learn to be able to walk through those to come out into more of a counseling role and then maybe more of a life coach role. So I think of it almost on a continuum, if I could.
Yeah, no, I would really agree with that. I think that back in the early days of coaching, I've been doing this since 2002, and I think around the early days of coaching, it's so funny, coaches are generally, you know, really respectful people, and they didn't want to step on anybody's toes, and so they were really anxious. I mean, there was a lot of anxiousness in the industry about, don't let anybody think that you're trying to be too counseling, you know, or too therapy, or because we don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to step on anybody's toes. And now I think we finally are starting as an industry globally. I think that we're really starting to settle into the fact that there are multiple modalities that span coaching, counseling, therapy, peer coaching, mentoring, consulting, that there are multiple things that kind of cross those boundaries and come back together. And that one of the key hallmarks to us being successful is being at peace with it being part of a bigger ecosystem. Like I believe, and I'm hearing you guys, and it really shows up for me that coaching is part of a bigger ecosystem. Counseling is part of a bigger ecosystem. And that we actually are not, it's this or that. It's very much this and that. And I think that's
true.
Where the future of coaching lies.
Well, yeah, it's like I love pizza, but I don't want pizza every night. Right. I mean, I love the idea of being able to talk with a person that's a wise advisor. I kind of look at it like a board of directors. And it's like my personal life board of directors. And I would look at my life coach as someone I call and talk to or see or be able to relate to and have the ability to be able to ask questions about, you know, like, are you seeing patterns? Today it was really funny. I was at a meeting this morning when one of our members said, you know, I'm ADHD. And he says, you know, everybody knew it except me. And I laughed. I thought, what an interesting statement, right? So if he had a life coach, someone would say, hey, buddy, have you ever considered that you might be ADHD?
Yeah, I'm noticing some patterns here that you might want to get checked out.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. And you don't want to hear it at the end of a finger when someone's telling you, you know, loudly. You want to have it from some heart to heart, right, where a person in a loving, genuine sense, compassionate sense says, hey, you know, I'm kind of curious, have you ever read anything about this? Or, you know, it's like the magic scope bottle appears on your desk in the morning. You know, it's like for your bad breath.
Yes.
So I think that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. And yeah. I think this client.
Go ahead, Matt.
Sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, I think this client is a perfect illustration of the bridge. Because this is a very capable human. This is a guy who has, you know, a great job. He's on his way to get his master's. Everybody loves him. You know, he's a highly functioning individual. But it's a place where, for him, counseling and coaching both come into the picture. Counseling insofar as getting assessments and testing for his ADHD, coordinating with a primary care physician to get him ADHD medication, and then coaching in, okay, so but how what are the new skills you're building? How are you organizing your life? What is the structure you're implementing? What are your relationships like? How does your ADHD impact those relationships? And it really is a lot of both. You know, it goes back and forth, and it's not necessarily one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and let me just, I'm going to put a question on the table. I'm going to give you a minute to think about it, and then we're going to come back after the break here. So the question is, what is the future of coaching and counseling as a hybrid? What do you see it becoming? So I'm going to leave you with that thought. We're going to take just a quick break. We will be right back.
Coaching Impact Radio is brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy, offering life coach training and certification in over 20 specialty categories: life, business, couples, health and wellness, and more. Courses can be completed as self-paced study, live teleclasses, or in-person intensives. Just like our radio program, Impact Coaching Academy is by coaches for coaches. Sign up now for your free membership and receive over 30 hours of training and programming worth thousands of dollars, yours to listen to and enjoy, absolutely free. Then set your own path for growth with courses that are starting soon. Check the calendar to see the current offerings. Impact Coaching Academy. Be a part of the impact at impactcoachingacademy.com.
All righty. So I put a question on the table before the break. What do you see as the future of coaching and counseling as a hybrid? You guys are maybe cutting that edge right now. Like, you're not on the cutting edge, you're cutting the edge. So what do you see for the future?
Well, I think a great place to start, I'll start with one thing that we're doing, which is, so we do these interactive life coaching groups with the intention of demystifying help, getting help, and bringing it into the community. We don't do these group sessions at our counseling facility. We actually partnered with a local church. Now, there's completely secular. People from any walks of life can come in. But we call them life coaching groups, and it really is, you know, more psychoeducational about gaining skills. For example, we've had stuff on stress management, breaking bad habits, gaining self-esteem. And it's really cool because these groups serve as a pipeline for getting a lot of people who would not seek out individual services, be they clinical or counseling, I mean, clinical or coaching rather, on their own, but come to this group and then realize, oh, there's some more work to do here. There's some deeper stuff. And whether they end up, you know, working with us individually as either counselors or coaches, or they end up in another place, either way, our job is done. Because we're delivering the message, it's okay to need help, it's okay to ask for it, and it's okay to be on that constant journey towards self-improvement that I think we're all on one way or another. And so being able really to look at our job as interfacing with the community and not just individuals, helping to strengthen and grow the integrity and strength of the community itself has been really beneficial, I think, both for us as a practice, as well as the community, and advancing the future of that fusion between life coaching and counseling.
Very nice. Really nice. Dr. John, anything you want to add to that?
Just slightly. I think that the fusion is the operative word in what Matt talked about, because what we learned in providing these life coaching sessions of, you know, of a variety of topics, like they're fun topics like 2020, you know, getting a focus on your life, or standing firm on shaky ground, right? Crisis awaiting. Things that are talking to individuals about that are kind of upbeat, that they're, and again, psychoeducational. The format is lighthearted and yet educational, handouts and so forth. But almost always what we find is that's like putting the toe in the water for folks that have a chance to be able to experience some of the counseling concepts, right, of the self-personal growth and development concepts. So we like that kind of interface with the community diffusion. On the other side, we actually now use a profile. We've been working on this now for quite a long time, and this profile has actually been given to over 500,000 people throughout 47 states and 14 countries. So we're gathering really good normative data on this to be able to help people to kind of design a roadmap for their lives. It's a behavioral profile, and it gives people information on how to be able to relatively quickly, quite frankly, and very inexpensively, a way to be able to identify for themselves their current state, their probable prior states, and then what's the future state look like. So it allows people to kind of get a way to look at themselves compared to perhaps the spouse or their children, and it starts to give the language for being able to communicate more effectively. And I think that's the conundrum, is trying to find a way for all of us to have kind of a uniform language to be able to say, I'm hurt, I'm upset, I'm sad, I'm angry, to be able to say it rather than to have to act on it. So it's a kind of that transition, if you will, that, as Matt said, that fusion between finding how to be able to live within the community and to be able to live with ourselves within that community. And I think the distinction for me is, if there's a diagnosis or requirement of testing or medication, we clearly are in the counseling or psychotherapy side. Sure. But if it's the daily living activities that we look at and how to be able to improve our parenting skills or how to be able to become a, you know, a more effective human being, I think that's the clear coaching side.
Nice. So let me ask a final question here before we head into kind of our last few minutes together, and that is, so you said something earlier, Dr. John, about the collaboration between therapists and coaches, and I think you spoke to it as well, but the two is always better. And do you feel, and nobody's going to hold this against you, I promise, do you feel that the therapist community, counseling community, is warming to building relationships with coaches for these types of collaborations?
I'm so glad you asked this question, because this is the thing that I, in my mind, entered the conversation with. Coming more recently from my, you know, clinical education, there is this timbre, and I may get in trouble for saying this, from a lot of therapists that, oh no, these coaches, you know, this isn't regulated, and what's the deal here, you know, and we have to put in all of this time and energy to go to school for 6 or 8 years, and, you know, it's mm-hmm. all different for them. And I think a lot of it comes from a lack of understanding, as well as getting trapped in their own perspective, where the ego comes in and they start to say, well, I have this foothold on this area, and I'm an expert, and nobody else can come in. And I think that's a very, very unhealthy perspective. I think we have to approach both of these communities and the fusion of them, with an attitude of abundance. That we don't have to be sitting in our chairs hoping people are hurt. You know, that's already happening, and that's not what we want. What we want is to be able to help heal them one way or another. We're all on the same team. And there is value that is brought from people who are not steeped in that academic background. And that's not to say coaches don't have their own training. They certainly do. You know, you're speaking about your, your life coaching training and certifications, and it's just different. But just like every human being in the world, unfortunately, even therapists get trapped in their own perspective. And I think it's so important to shake off. Now, I do agree that it's warming. And I think Dr. John could probably speak more to that, because he collaborates with a lot of different professionals. But I am optimistic, you know, that more and more therapists are coming around to the idea, especially in my generation, that there is collaboration and fusion, and we're all on the same team.
Nice. John, anything you want to add to that?
Yep, I think that you bet. I not only think Matt's accurate, I would like to echo his response that, yeah, of course, I think that the clinical world is, and quite frankly, needs to open up to another kind of set of healing hands, if you will, you know, in the community and in the family. It's kind of like the idea is that years ago we had a lady that used to write this column on a syndication called Ann Landers, and she was frankly like probably the first life coach that I'm aware of. And then, you know, today we have a TV celebrity, Dr. Phil, who's kind of like, you know, kind of on the other side of that, so to speak. So I think if you look at that spectrum, when I was starting to do work in the corporate world, I was told very clearly, you know, stash away your psychobabble. We don't really care about that. We want to know how to help our people get better as human beings, what they can do to help the customers feel more comfortable. How can we relate to people more out of love than fear? You know, how to look for the abundance as opposed to the limitations. And I do think that it's in theory, again, I would argue that if we have a counseling relationship that's working with an individual or couple or family, that at some point, in theory, I would argue that we ought to be able to then hand them off to a life coach. Because I think that our goal ought to be to help them as individuals to become self-supportive and independent, that then the life coaching could kind of pick it up and go from there.
Absolutely. And I want to echo that the same feeling for life coaching is, one of the things I'm very articulate about training is the fact that our objective is to no longer be necessary. That's our objective. Our objective is to get fired. So, or to go ahead and release, right, the graduate or graduate client. And I think it's that process of evolution. So, you know, sometimes there's concurrent work that gets done. Sometimes there's linear work that gets done, you know, from the counselor or therapist into the coach and then beyond. I'm really glad that both of you are kind of echoing the acknowledgement that there is some, like you said, some timbre running around, a little buzz, but also some warming. And I certainly hope that continues because you guys are doing a great job blending the two and really being able to see. I mean, you're impacting Northville, Michigan and beyond by really bringing these two things together. So I think for me, what I'd like to close with today, other than a hearty, of course, thank you for both of your time today and really allowing us to talk about you. What I'd like to close with, my thought before we get to how folks can get in touch with you is for coaches, be at peace with the gray. And for any of our counseling friends that might be listening to this, find a coach buddy. Go find a coach buddy. We don't bite, you know. We're promised we're not going to camp out and steal people off the porch as they approach. We it's not our thing. So that's what I'd love to share. So let's tell the folks just really quickly, Dr. John. I'll refer to you. If somebody had their interest piqued by this conversation, how would they follow up to learn more about PCS counseling and both you and Matt?
Thanks, Terry. I suppose they could do one of three things. Certainly, they could call us at 734-542-6969. Certainly, they could visit the website at www.pcs-counseling.com. We also have a kind of a more of a coaching website, which is www.pcs-global.com. And then certainly they could contact me directly, and that would be my email is drjohn@pcs-global.com. Matt?
Absolutely.
Yeah, feel free to email me as well, mswarqz@pcs-global.com. I'd also direct them towards the Facebook page. That is PCS Counseling MI. So facebook.com/PCS Counseling MI, no dashes. Ultimately, we'd love to hear from you. We also offer Skype coaching. So if it's, you may be listening to this in California, but you like the way we're thinking, feel free to contact us and we can set up a way to make, the distance a little shorter.
And heck, if you're in the neighborhood, you can always drop by the office and bring donuts.
Absolutely.
Actually, that's probably one of our more proud things because our office is located in right downtown. We're among kind of a bustling little city here, and we have everything from, hairdressers to orthodontists to a scrapbooking to coffee shops. So we're not that, you know, secluded little white office up on the hill that says for, you know, not okay people. So we love having the idea of like interactions.
I love
it. So come on down with
coffee. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. And with that, we will wrap up our time today and hand things back to Vince to close us out.
Thank you for joining us today. There's more exciting conversation by coaches for coaches 1 week from today with Frankie Dorn and Terry Hayes. Coaching Impact Radio is brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy. Experience ICA with over 30 hours of complimentary materials, then chart your own specific training plan at ImpactCoachingAcademy.com. And, of course, join us and access the growing archive of programs at CoachingImpactRadio.com. Join us next week, same time and place, as we continue the coaching conversation. I'm Vince Hayes. Bye-bye, everyone.